Next item is Gary L. and Cynthia A. White, three lots with 50-foot right-of-way on Route 30.
This is a request to subdivide 6.13 acres into three lots with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. This item was deferred at the December 14th meeting pending receipt of a survey. The owner is proposing to create the right-of-way over an existing driveway. The lots would be 3 acres, 0.99 acres, and 1.03 acres. The 3-acre parcel has an existing dwelling and sheds located on it. There are sheds located on the 1.03 acre parcel. You can approve it as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. And if it is approved as submitted, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision will require a public hearing.
And Shana, the shed that you referenced, is that the ones at the front of the property? Says shed to be removed. Is that?
Well, the one shed.
That's in the 50-foot right of way?
That's in the right of way. That's the one that will be removed, and the other one has a fence around it. They will remain on the 1.03 acre parcel.
Good. In right. The future, provide access. That one's going to be removed. Doesn't show.
So the existing two-story dwelling, what is it? Where is it? Is it on the, which, where is it on the, this way, right?
3 acre.
Yeah.
It's on the 3 acre parcel.
Oh, this is off here.
The three acre parcel includes easement too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's about an acre or more. Yeah, it's just 1.1 acres. It makes it look like maybe it doesn't, Shane, because it's saying 1.11 for the acres for the easement. Lot 2 is 9,900s and lot 3 is 1.03. But the total comes out. Doesn't say what the right of way is.
That right of way would be separate.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
The way it's drawn looks like a part of it, though. Just the way it's drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Drawn like it were an easement.
Well, that's what it says.
Does the access also provide access to John H. St. Peel in the back? The dead end. It's actually provide access to the rear property, too.
I don't know if he has access off of the road that would be on the south side
you
or
can't
not.
Tell.
Yeah, you can't. We were looking at the site map. You can't tell.
Takes up the whole side.
Yeah. Well, they're providing it. Well, they're stubbing it in anyway. But they could have stopped it at 100. Then they would have had to have a cul-de-sac.
But Mr. Langer, are you saying that as it's shown, they don't need a cul-de-sac?
No, I'm saying we assume that because they stubbed it in, it must already provide access to the back, but there isn't any easement there. The road that's existing is a driveway that stops at the house. It doesn't show any further driveway. That's what we just didn't know. Can't tell by the way it's drawn.
And here we go again with the private road situation. If that's the only access to the guy in the back,
then he'll be coming back as an extension to the street, you mean?
Yeah.
He'll be coming back and asking to use that road.
No, I don't know. You can't assume so. If he has access to it, he might not have access to it.
Right.
Even though they stubbed it, doesn't mean he has access.
And I don't see anyone here from DC Group or...
No, they were here earlier, but they're gone. I thought they were anyway. Every other survey firm was here.
Because that was our problem in the initial meeting was that they didn't have the survey. Now we got a survey, but sounds like it's not answering all of our questions.
Oh, this one we saw before, isn't that right?
Right. So it's on, we deferred on December 14th.
Well, I think the first time we had it was just a sketch one. We didn't have survey.
If you call it that.
Well, that's that.
You couldn't tell what it was.
Is that the one that Mr. Burton said his comment that we can't put on tape?
No.
No.
What'd I take it? We won't talk about that anymore.
The comment we cannot say.
You certainly can defer it again if you want for clarification.
Yeah.
No, I just happened to see it. Rick and I were just looking at it stubbed, and usually they would have cul-de-sacked it.
Right.
But he's basically, with a little negotiation between two parties, would provide access to Mr. Whatever. Can't pronounce the name. Just whether or not you want to consider this as three or not.
Yeah, and looking at
any
the
further subject, no.
Site, there's not enough detail to know if that's the only access for that property or if there's other access to it.
Yeah, the old drawing in that file still.
Okay.
Well, if you approved it, it would be stipulated no further subdivision.
Right.
And if Mr.
I do have a drawing.
Yeah. Sure, a good one.
But it talks about a 50-foot private.
That right-of-way stops in a 15-acre parcel, which has 150 feet of road frontage down on Road 251.
At a different location.
South of this site.
Which is that tough road? Yeah, that's what we were looking at. So you got whether or not you need to require a cul-de-sac.
And typically we would.
Typically you would.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Gary L. and Cynthia White's application for three lots with a 50-foot right-of-way on Route 30, my motion is for approval with the stipulation that a cul-de-sac be provided at the end of the 50-foot right-of-way and that the shed that's marked for removal be removed.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve with the stipulation stated three lots with 50-foot right-of-way on Route 30 for Gary L. and Cynthia A. White. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.